This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we look at the health of the consumer. And as restaurants slowly reopen across the nation, the last few months has seen more home cooking than normal, as we're learning that consumers are increasing their appetite for healthier, whole, simple foods. Charlie Arnott from the Center for Food Integrity.
Dairy's got a phenomenal story to tell there, but you need to be engaged in telling that story in whatever way you can, because it gives you the opportunity to compete against other superfoods, right? So how do you continue to position dairy as the superfood, the complete nutrition package that anyone needs for a healthy diet that supports their immune system? That would be number one. The second one is to really take the lead and understand that what you're talking about is how dairy has continued to make incredible improvements in terms of the nutrition provided for each gallon of milk or pound of feed that's produced. And to tell the story in that context so that people can begin to understand the phenomenal progress that's been made and continues to be made every single year on every single dairy farm. And the men and women that tell that story in the most compelling and impactful way are dairy farmers, because they've got such credibility that they're going to carry the message with a greater impact than others. Now, the key demographics that are engaged in this conversation, not surprisingly, are middle and upper middle class women and then couples with children. And so it's important to understand that, because obviously we don't have resources to engage with everyone, but we can target specific audiences and really better understand what are their needs, what are their motives, and how do we engage with them in a way that makes a difference. We also know that if you're talking to middle and upper middle class couples with children, they have resources. So they're going to be looking for that opportunity to provide that level of comfort, that nutrition and healthy diet that they know that their families want and need.
Comments from Charlie Arnott from the Center for Food Integrity, who says research has shown there are seven basic themes that are emerging for the future consumer.
The desire for more international dishes, lean protein options, lean protein portions, so there's a good opportunity. Veggie forward dishes, where people are moving vegetables forward onto the center of the plate. Comfort baking, a lot more comfort baking that's taking place, including baking bread and cookies from scratch. Decadent treat meals. People want to make sure that if they aren't able to celebrate the way that they've historically celebrated, they can cook those decadent treat meals following perhaps some of their favorite restaurant recipes for special occasions. And then here are the two that are least mature, which means they probably provide the most opportunity. And I think there's some real opportunity here, again, to think about what's the role of dairy in these two conversations. The first one is the role of whole, fresh foods. Few, fresh, simple ingredients. This is a place where all animal protein can and should shine. There's one ingredient in milk, right? It's milk. So it's pretty easy. You can talk about the different multitude of vitamins and minerals that come with that package, but it is a whole, it's a fresh, it's a simple, it's a natural product. And then enhancing ready-made meals. This is where it's going to be interesting to see the fusion of convenience and nutrition. Prior to COVID, it was all about convenience, convenience, convenience. Everybody was running to the next soccer game, to piano lessons, whatever it happened to be. And so finding convenient meals was really the driver for a lot of our activity. People are now looking to see, how do I balance this? If I'm going to get back to some sense of greater activity, and I still want some ready-made meals, but I'm also interested in greater nutrition, how do I blend those two things together? So that's a great place for dairy to begin engaging that conversation to say, how can we blend those two things together and increase the nutritional profile of ready-made foods through dairy? The role of farmers is going to be very visible in the digital discussion to give consumers permission to believe that dairy meets their broader expectations for being a good provider. We know, you know, the men and women buying our products love farmers. They trust farmers that dairy is the complete beverage for you. It is the complete nutrition package. You'll be able to find this and enjoy it in a way that gives you nutrients and benefits that none of those other alternatives can provide. So that's got to be the role of farmers, is to be engaged in that conversation.
That's Charlie Arnott with the Center for Food Integrity on a recent Dairy Signal podcast. To listen to that in its entirety, head to pdpw.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.